Carnies are a community, and Matt Cunningham wears his Carney title proudly.
I love being a Carney. You know, it's a lifestyle. It's not a job, it's a lifestyle.
The carnival at the Cherry Festival looks like a Kodachrome picture. Bright primary colors and signs with old fonts, and it smells like fried food. Matt is running the balloon store with three other guys, Spider, Wolf, and Oscar. He's paid on commission, so he's trying to get the people walking by his game to play. He runs through some of his lines. These are for couples on a date.
It'd be like, hey, Romeo, you got your prize. Now let's win her a stuffed animal. Or, all right, miss, you already got a stuffed animal. Now let's win you a prize. You know, and they always laugh about that.
This is how his game works. You bust one balloon, you win a prize. Matt gets cocky and tries to show me he can hit the balloons without looking. He throws three darts behind his back. Misses.
Of course.
Tries one more and hits the balloon.
See.
Sherry Bolin runs fire truck derby a few games down from Matt's balloons. She says carnies get to travel and meet new people, and they get to spend time with the Carney family. They all call it that, a family. She says Arnold Amusements looks out for them. They may work 12 to 14 hour days, but they get sleeping quarters on site and other perks too.
I got a new hat yesterday. Yeah, they take care of you. It's an Arnold Show hat, and I guess they bling blinged it all up, so I have the yellow diamonds all over it. Rhinestones, of course.
Sherry says the hat makes her queen of the crazies, because she's crazy to still be doing this at her age. But crazy people have more fun.
I've done this all my life, and I retired 4 years ago, and I couldn't stay home, so I come to work for the Arnolds, and I manage six of the owner's games. And I just love it. Keeps you young. I'm 73 years old and going strong. I'm doing great. Another day in paradise.
Sherry says carnies like her get stereotyped, and some people do have criminal records. Timothy Wood just got out of prison in April. He came up here from Tampa, Florida.
I have a record. I mean, and people look at you from your past and stuff, but these people here, they're good people, and a lot of people won't hire you. That's why I fall back from the partying and all that stuff, because this is my second chance, you know?
After doing 3 years' time, Timothy left prison with $25, a pair of shoes, and no job. He has a 10-year-old daughter and an ex-wife down south, but couldn't find a good job there. Then he met a lady who said he should try to work for the Arnolds. He got hired and bought a one-way bus ticket from Tampa to Michigan.
How long do you think you'll continue doing this?
I'm going to be a carny for life now. I'm stuck. I'm addicted.
Employees do have to go through a background check before they're hired. They're drug tested every month, and there's no drinking on the job. Timothy says one of his coworkers was fired 2 weeks ago for drinking. After long hours, some carnies do break loose, partying and drinking. But Matt Cunningham says they won't talk about it.
Carnival life is like Vegas. What happens here stays here. If you want to know what it's like, come work for it. That's all I can say.
Matt and a few other carnies say everyone should work at a carnival, at least once in their lives. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.